It's Tuesday, August the 16th, August the 17th, excuse me, and we are in Isaiah 49, the second of the four servant songs. Yesterday, in the opening three verses, we saw the promise of another Israel, one who would be a savior set apart from birth to be the deliverer of God's people. And now in verse 4, but I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity, yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God. You know, much of redemptive history appears to draw the conclusion that God's promises had failed. No sooner does God promise something than Israel, time and time again, seemed to fall short. And even when a Messiah comes, even when Jesus is born some 700 years into the future, almost 700 years into Isaiah's future, what did the people see? They saw a reed. They saw one whom they despised. They saw someone who appeared to the Romans as weak and ineffectual. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. But when you view history from the eyes of the Lord Jesus, surely my right is with the Lord. Justice is with the Lord, and his recompense, his achievements, as it were, is with my God. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He saw the joy that was set before him. Despite the rejection, despite the despising, despite the fact that the world assessed him as nothing, he kept on going, he persevered, he placed his faith resolutely upon his Father's promise to him, that he would never leave him nor forsake him. And that is our Savior. That is the Lord Jesus, the one who endured even to the end. And God raised him from the grave and set him down at his right hand beside his Majesty on high. A little glimpse, a little cameo portrait then of the triumph of King Jesus, no matter what the world may have assessed him to be, in verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 49. Well, we'll look at it a little more tomorrow, but have a wonderful day.